I'm going to invite some of our men to come. We are going to celebrate the gospel. This is a picture of the gospel. This is a reminder of the gospel. And this is a reminder of God's presence with us. We have bread that represents Jesus' body broken for us. We have juice that reminds us of his blood poured out on the cross to wash us clean, to make us new. These are pictures of the gospel. This is a visible reminder, a tangible reminder that Jesus, who is God from all eternity, became real flesh and blood human, remaining what he was, fully God. He became what he had not been, a human being, so that as a man, he could die for the sins of mankind as our substitute. His flesh and blood body was nailed to a cross. His flesh was torn and ripped and broken. His blood was poured out on the ground. In those hours of darkness on the cross, the wrath of Almighty God that should have come toward me, because I'm the sinner, my sin was placed on Jesus, and Jesus bore the wrath of God for me. So we're going to serve you bread and juice if you're a believer in Jesus. If you're clinging to the gospel, this simple message that Christ died for sinners like me, if that's you, you're welcome to participate, to reflect, to remember what Jesus did for you, and take bread and juice, hold that in your hand, and reflect on. This is a great time to renew your mind. Reflect on what is true, what is honorable, what is just or righteous, what is pure, Jesus, the gospel. And once we've all been served, we'll consume that. We'll take that together because God is near. He promises to come and live inside of us and never leave us, never forsake us. So this is a beautiful picture of who we are in Jesus and the relationship we have with him. Jesus, what a treasure we hold in our hands. The gospel, what more beautiful, what more pure, precious, and true. That sinners like me could be set free. To be in relationship with you, cleansed, purified, made fit and holy to enter your presence. What a treasure we have. In the fact that you died for my sins, you were buried and rose to new life, and you invite me into that life, eternal life in relationship with you, all to be received as a gift. Nothing we can contribute but our sin, our brokenness, our need. Thank you for forgiving my sins and making me new. And we take up our cross and recognize what we deserve and recognize that you paid my price. And all we can say is thank you and receive freely a good gift from your hand. Thank you, Jesus, for giving your life for mine. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash this sinner clean. Drink.